The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. Ever since I read God is Red by the late Native American scholar Vine Deloria, the central thesis of that book has swirled over the horizon of Planet Nancy now and again to say, remember me? What do you think? In God is Red, Deloria maintains that the thing that has impeded genuine communication between white Americans and Native peoples is a difference in worldview. The worldview of white folks, people like me, says Deloria, is anchored in time, whereas the worldview of Native Americans, people like him, is rooted in space. Sounds great. Sounds cosmic. But what does it mean? A worldview situated in time, says Deloria, is one where people understand themselves in terms of history. We believe in history. We believe that the universe had a beginning and that it is marching toward its end. And we believe in the tale of humankind on the planet as progress that history records and remembers. There's a segment of time we call prehistory. That's the time before anything important happened, before people even figured out that they were people, before the story got itself off the ground. Ever since history has been rolling, it's been an epic battle between forces of good and evil, where moral people must step in, make a difference, influence the way that the story plays out. It's not that we don't know we live in space, too. We have physical bodies, and everybody's got to be somewhere. We certainly relate to the places where our lives occur, and believe our lives deepen when such a relationship has a chance to develop. But can your relationship to a place be so important that it's okay to ignore the flow of events in other times and places? It sounds like a way to get gobbled up by history, because that's my worldview. When my worldview is looking for information about a person's relationship to place, it might ask, where are you from? It wants to know where your personal history started. A worldview anchored in space might ask a question more like, where are you of? Wanting to know about the ecological space they participate in, the web of interdependencies between the person, the space that sustains them, and everything in it, past, present, and future. It's not history. It's a clot of aliveness, a big shimmering glob of being. My worldview isn't impressed. It says that such ideas about space belong to another time. Space is not thick with active relationships, says my worldview. It's simply there. The space around us does not sustain us. Resources do that. Resources that we carve out of whatever spaces they happen to be in and move them to the spaces where we happen to be. My worldview lets me carve myself away from space, all but the space required to store my body, a body I can send to the Sun Belt if it's too cold and off to climb a mountain when I need a vacation. You can't do that with time. Carve yourself out and put yourself back in somewhere else. Not in my worldview, you can't. There, time is stable and everything inside it stays put. My worldview says that in space, your bones will molder, at best get taken up by grass or a tree. You want to be somebody, go down in history. My worldview promises that in the end, that's the last thing that'll be left. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.